Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today we're going to talk about more glossary terms. Why? Well, because as an e-learner, you may be mystified by the jargon that flies your way. Granted, the people who are generating the jargon do not seem to be too dismayed by the strange, disorienting language they are speaking. But for the average person, the vocabulary can be very alienating. I've selected a few terms that you'll probably encounter often, and I've related them to your e-learning experience. My definitions are not very technical, nor are they extensive, but they should be pretty helpful, so let's just plunge in here. Learning Management System. Okay, a Learning Management System, or LMS, is a complex software package that allows one to create a system for delivering course content while simultaneously performing administrative tasks such as grade recording, email, registration, and records. Most learning management systems are web-based, and they use a complex set of programs that include numerous languages and protocols. In many cases, the LMS is connected to relational databases developed by Oracle, for example, so that the student can register for classes, pay for classes, check grades, purchase textbooks, visit the virtual library, and send email, all with one common login. Examples of currently popular learning management systems include Blackboard, the behemoth, WebCT, bought by Blackboard, so you know, eventually it'll be Blackboard as the brand. Desire to Learn, Canadian company, currently being sued by the behemoth. And Angel, they have content developed by textbook companies, and that results in ready-to-use course content. They also have a nice feature, which is Angel has e-portfolios. There's Moodle, which is open source, probably the most popular. A-Tutor, easy to use but bland. Olot, which is Swiss, available in 14 languages. And Sakai, these are just some open source ones. And the last one I'm mentioning is Sakai. And it was developed by a consortium of universities and the Open Knowledge Initiative, OKI. And it was, you know, Sakai was super popular in 2004. Interestingly enough, one does not hear as much about it now. M-Learning, which is short for mobile learning, refers to distance education and training that is delivered by means of mobile devices such as mobile phones, portable MP3 players, digital cameras, PDAs, and other items. A key feature of mobile learning is portability and on-demand access to instructional content. Open source software. Open source refers to software in which the program or the code used to create the program is open, which is to say that it is not protected or encrypted. It can be modified by users and is usually available free of charge. So there are many types of open source software, and many differ in the licensing term under which altered copies of the source code may or must be redistributed. Podcasting. This is a form of audio blogging or broadcasting using the internet. Podcasting is conceptually linked to broadcasting but is functionally related to the MP3 player, which can be an iPod. If the iPod is a digital audio player made by Apple, but podcasting does not actually require the use of an iPod. In general, podcasts use MP3 files for the audio. Podcasting involves making one or more audio files available as enclosures in an RSS or Atom feed. A podcaster uploads content to place on a web server. Then he or she creates a list of music and/or other sound files, such as poetry, talk radio material, and then makes that list available in the RSS 2.0 format. The list can then be obtained by other people using various podcast retriever software, which read the feed and makes the audio file available to digital audio devices, including but not limited to iPods, where users may then listen to them at their convenience. Portal. Usually used as a marketing term to describe a gateway site or an organizer website that functions as an entry point to various services and functions and information gained through the web, a portal site tends to include a list of websites organized around topics, a search engine, or both. A portal site may also offer email and other services to entice people to use that site as their main point of entry to services, information, and archives. RSS, Rich Site Summary, or RDF Site Summary, or Really Simple Syndication. This is the very first commonly adopted protocol for sharing and syndicating web content. It is often used to share and distribute the content of blogs. It is in XML and consists of an XML-based summary of a website, which allows an at-a-glance updating and information sharing. There are RSS feeds, which are sources of RSS information about websites, RSS readers, which read RSS feeds and display their content to users. RSS is being replaced by a newer, more complex protocol called Atom. In the meantime, new versions of RSS are continuing to be released. Social networking applications, websites. The architecture of social network sites resembles a gigantic web or net, but instead of consisting of evenly spaced sites, it looks like an agglomeration of hubs and spokes. Each hub is a website, and the spokes are connections to other websites, which are accessed through the website. What makes a social network powerful is the fact that individuals can incorporate other people's lists of sites, and they can subscribe to the lists, update address books, view profiles, and be introduced to members of the network. So, in order to be able to find what people have in common, it is usual for people to label themselves or put tags on themselves in order to give a sense of how to classify them. The list of attributes are called tags. Tagging has been criticized for being inaccurate. It has also been praised for allowing people to form interest groups and to form connections across the globe that have to do with topics rather than geographical proximity. Wiki. Derived from the Hawaiian term for quick or speedy, a wiki is a collaborative approach to building a database or large body of shared, collectively built, and edited information. Perhaps the most famous wiki is Wikipedia, which contains entries on topics, and it allows anyone who is registered with Wikipedia to edit and to add entries. Often criticized for being biased or incomplete, Wikipedia is also credited for being at least as accurate and inclusive as the average traditional encyclopedia. And finally, we get to XML, Extensible Markup Language. XML is beginning to replace the very simple HTML because it allows one to have functionality with complex documents and data structures. XML is often used with news feeds, inventories, glossaries, inventory descriptions, real estate properties, etc. As long as a programmer has the XML schema or formatting protocol, they program different functions and can work with processing data that fits within the template or the schema. So, that makes sense to some people, and to some people it won't, but I thought I would just throw that tidbit in there about XML. So, I hope this is helpful. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to some thoughts on e-learning.